Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you. When the clouds are gray
and the sky is blue. Yes, my friends, it's time for another story from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. Today, our story is entitled Mortality in Beans. And it came about because I have been thinking about mortality again. It happens to me often. It happens to me with every passing birthday. It happens with every passing illness. Every time I go to the doctor, every time I hear any bad news, whenever I wake up and whenever I go to sleep, I'm thinking about mortality. Now, whether we acknowledge it or not, my friends, life is short. Some have said it is poor, nasty, brutish and short, but I would just say it's short. Thomas Wolfe wrote that a man is born to live and to suffer and to die. That posture seems to me a bit extreme, but the fact is that if you do a little bit of research, you will find all manner of quotations that remind you of what a misery life is. It is harder to find quotes about how wonderful life is. In fact, if you look up the words life is good on your computer, you will mainly find advertisements for t-shirts with that slogan, life is good, embroidered on them. Most of the quotes that you find about life being wonderful are really not about the joy of life. They are about love or endurance or courage or some such idea. So it seems clear to me that it is easier to complain about life than it is to glory in it. Most of us, if asked, would say we want to live long, happy lives without any real idea of what a happy life is. That thought reminded me of the Greek myth of Eos and Tithonus. This is an ancient story about the tension between longevity and quality of life. According to this Greek myth, Eos was the goddess of the dawn. And every morning Eos, wearing a saffron-colored robe, rode on a purple chariot drawn by two horses to bring in the day. She fell deeply in love with the mortal Tithonus, the prince of Troy. As a goddess, she was immortal, and she couldn't stand the thought that Tithonus would eventually die and that she would have to spend eternity without him. So Eos implored Zeus to grant immortality to Tithonus, and Zeus agreed. But Eos didn't think to ask Zeus to grant Tithonus the gift of youth that she and the other gods and goddesses enjoyed. So while Eos stayed eternally young, Tithonus lived forever but became an old man and became decrepit, lacking even enough strength to move his legs. He continued to age until he eventually lost his mind. Eos then moved him out of her home, put him in a chamber by himself where he continued to live mindlessly and infirm forever. Well, this story has many lessons for us. It reminds us that a long life and a happy life are not the same thing, and that life is short if you are sane and long if you are crazy. Or maybe it's the other way around, but maybe life is short if you are crazy and long if you are sane. Anyway, this story also cautions us not to fall in love with any sort of supernatural beings. They are simply too far above us, and their ways are most mysterious. Above all, the stories and the myths and the quotations and the words of wisdom about the nature of our existence exhort us to make something of our lives in the short time we have. So we end today's discourse on mortality with the story of a man who went all out to create a singular life for himself. He had no exceptional skills and no particularly unique characteristics. He simply wanted to be special, and so he made himself that way. That story begins in September of 1985, when an otherwise unremarkable British computer worker named Barry Kirk decided to set the world's record for sitting in a bathtub full of baked beans. Didn't know there were records for such a thing. Barry lasted 100 hours sitting in a bathtub full of baked beans, and that proved to be a life-changing event for him. From then on, his life and his entire persona was built around an obsession with baked beans. He legally changed his name to Captain Beanie, and he started painting his face and his bald head orange. He donned a golden cape and pants and gloves and boots to transform himself into the only bean superhero. In 2007, he climbed England's Mount Snowdon while carrying a plate of baked beans on toast. He turned his home in Port Talbot, South Wales, into the Baked Bean Museum of Excellence. Not just the Baked Bean Museum, but the Baked Bean Museum of Excellence, complete with a fart alarm to deter burglars. Keeping his finger on the pulse of contemporary events, he entered politics as the founder and the sole member of the New Millennium Bean Party. In the 2010 elections, the New Millennium Bean Party received 558 votes, which was 1.8% of the entire vote. He set another world's record in 2010, pushing a tin of baked beans a mile in only 4.5 hours. He has met Camilla Parker Bowles, the Queen Consort. On his 60th birthday, he had pictures of 60 baked beans tattooed on his head. And when Barry is not being Captain Beanie from the planet Venus, he works as a Bono impersonator. Occurs to me it's a good thing he didn't name himself Captain Venus. So, anyway, remember this story when you are feeling stuck in a rut. You too can follow Captain Beanie's path and develop a new identity and make something of this short, brutish, wonderful, and ridiculous thing we call life. For it is not too late, it is never too late, it is never too late for self-realization. So act now. If you don't know where to start, go to the canned goods aisle at the supermarket and imagine yourself doing something remarkable with a tin of creamed corn. It worked for Captain Beanie. Maybe it can work for you. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.